Okay, Gary, let's start with today's better news after the events of the last few days. Michael Kiftenbelt not being suspended, the red card overturned, that has to at least give you some relief after the week you've had.
No, we're very pleased with the decision and the outcome. We know it's the right decision, so very pleased to have had that red card rescinded. And of course it stems off the, you know, we've already had a debate globally, haven't we, with football in terms of simulation and play acting. There was a big clampdown in the World Cup of recent memory, but of course there's other things that have tried to go in place to make sure. You look at the culture of English football, we're very strong with that, aren't we? We don't really accept it in English culture, and obviously the authorities have tried to implement, you know, simulation and play acting within the game and tried to clamp down on it. And of course it needs to be done because it's extremely difficult to referee a game anyway. But simulation and something is something that's been a topic that's been talked about. I think there needs to be another debate on simulation and play acting on purpose, on trying to get players booked or sent off, as is the case in Michael's. I think there needs to be a debate and an understanding about that side of it as well, because that was very clear on Tuesday night, and whether that's dealt with at the time or that's retrospectively, that needs to happen as well if we're to make sure that, as I said, culturally here we don't accept it. And if that's to happen and to help referees, then we need to have a debate or a talk, you know, about that side of it as well, because that's worse than actually just simulation and play acting. To actually do it with a purpose to get a player booked or sent off, for me that cannot be happening, and I'm sure that's open to debate for across the whole of the football world.
Yeah, because it's affecting a fellow professional for a start. I mean, are the Football League in this instance likely to look at what Mopai did, or is he going to get away with this scot-free?
Oh, I don't know. Look, that's nothing to do with me. As I said, we're just very, very pleased that the outcome was the right one, and we're very happy with that. And as I said, you know, there's already been big debate on simulation and play acting, but I think there needs to be another one, a really serious look at simulation and play acting to actually, with the purpose of getting players booked or sent off. And that cannot be happening. And whether that's action at the time or that's retrospectively, that needs to happen. So that's a debate to be had.
And whilst it's good that Michael's now available, you can't get those 25 minutes back where you had to dig in with 10.
No, of course, but as anything, you know, whenever decisions come and whatever happens in a game, as I said, look, it's incredibly difficult for referees at the best of times. So any help that can be given to them to make sure that, especially these side of things like happened on Tuesday night, don't happen, you know, we're all for it. So it happens now, unfortunately, and you have to deal with it. And I think the pleasing part and the most important part is that we dealt with that situation really well, to play 25 minutes plus whatever was added on. So you're talking half an hour with 10 men against a very good side away from home. Just a testament really to how well the players played.
7 games unbeaten, home game against Rotherham now. Again, people will look back at what happened against Ipswich last week. Crucial to get out on the front foot in the first half, because that's something that's been lacking against those teams where the fans are turning up with expectation, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both, a little bit of ourselves. QPR game was a little bit down to the opposition as well. It made it difficult for us, so you have to understand that. But no, you're right. 7 games unbeaten is momentum. Whichever way you get it, 7 games to be undefeated in this league is a hard thing to do, whichever way around it is. We know we need more wins. We know we want more wins. That's what we're going out on the pitch to try and do. But the key is, and we don't underestimate anyone. And you'll see on Saturday, Rotherham, very organised team, a lot of energy, a lot of endeavour, and a difficult team to play against. They've done exceptionally well. Paul's got them very, like I said, organised. They're fighting for each other. They've got a really huge spirit. So that's going to be a difficult thing to overcome. So we have to be ready for that, and which we have been. We've been preparing since the Brentford game for that, and we want to get that first win. And we trust in the players that, as you see, they're giving everything to make sure that we can get those wins and give ourselves all the best position to try and win games. And we need to do the same again at St Andrews, and that would be a fantastic way to go into the international break if we can get that win.
It's funny for me, partnerships are so important on a football pitch. We're starting to see the relationship between Shadams and Lukas Djukovic grow game by game, and we're starting to see some quite instinctive stuff between them, which again is something to really grab hold of.
Yeah, of course. You know, they've obviously played with each other a number of times. I think that what you try and do as a manager is, of course, you try and let partnerships grow or let the team grow, but also you're mindful that there's also a group of players that are fighting just as hard as those ones that are starting games in behind. And when they come on to have that compatibility, if you want to call it that, to come on and know how each other plays. I think we're gaining that as well with the players that are coming on and contributing to the performance. So, of course, when you've got a run of games, you want to try and build those relationships and understanding, not just for the partnerships, but for the whole team. And anyone that comes on is to fit into that same thinking. And that's how we try and work on a daily basis. The main part is clarity, you know, clarity of how you're working. But of course, when the games come, how you work with each other in certain positions, that comes with game time. And yeah, that's quite an obvious thing.